everybody. Guess who's back? You know what it's time for. Put your hands up. Come on, everybody, put your hands up. It's time for everyone to put your hands up. Up over your head. Can you do just what I say? Now turn around. Come on, everybody, now turn around. It's time for everybody to turn around and face the wall. Can you do just what I say? Take your wah, 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 wallet and throw it in the bag. Take your wah, 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 wallet and also your wah, wah, watch and your jewelry. Hey, everyone's doing such a great job. I don't think anyone's gonna get hurt. Now lay down on the floor and be real still. Lay down on the floor and don't say a word. Lay down on the floor and close your eyes. Oi, that means everybody. It'd be a shame if someone had to get taken out this late in the game. Now do just what I say. For your own sake. Do just what I say. Now we're gonna go and hide. But while we do that, I want you to stay here and count really high. All the way to 1,000. As soon as you reach 1,000, you can open your eyes and go tell your friends everything we did today. But not before you reach 1,000, right? Ready? Here we go. Goodbye, everybody. See you next time.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven,
look at the clock. It's 2 a.m. Music's blaring, a screen door slam. Car tires squealing, shoes on the stair. Dog's barking like he's real scared. Probably just the television. Probably just the television. Probably just the television. No need to pay no attention. Roll over in bed, pull the covers up tight. Glass starts breaking, sounds like a fight. Woman screaming, a man's voice swore. Firecracker popped, something hit the floor. Probably just a television. Probably just a television. Probably just a television. No need to pay no attention. I complain to the landlord every time he comes around. Those people in the downstairs apartment won't turn their TV down. I've been bang, bang, banging on the floor. Won't you help me, please? Gotta turn that TV down so I can get some sleep. Footsteps on gravel, trunk lid slammed. Glug, glug, or something splashing from a can. Flicking of a lighter, or smoke alarms beeping. I guess I'll get back to sleeping. Probably just a television. Oh, it's that darn television. Probably just a television, no need to pay any attention. I just turn off the lights and I swear. Are those boots coming up my stair? Is that someone beating at my door? Ella Haywood, you're next! Is that a chainsaw roar? I'm hoping it's a television. I'm hoping it's a television. I'm hoping it's a television. Maybe I should have paid attention. Hoping it's the television. Where's that channel changer? I'm hoping it's the television. I should have paid attention. Hello? Hello? Anybody there?
But everybody's got to slip up sometime. Try to get away.
Shotgun and a deck of cards.
Wipe
down hat, a messed up suit. A
key
model Ford and a note on that too.
Bad boy Bubba, always in the trouble.
I had a cute little wife, she put me in a coat.
Cause
she said my love was a growing old. I took a walk down Rumpa Street. Bad, 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 bad boy me.
Bad boy Bubba, always in the trouble.
Bucket of blood. I said to the tender, give me some meat. He gave me a muddy glass of water and a tough piece of meat.
Oh. 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 Oh.
Minutes later, the tender was dead. I put a hole in his big fat head. Woman says, no, my son's not dead. We'll dig that hole in his big fat head.
Bad boy Bubba, always in the trouble.
Oh, bad boy Bubba, always in the trouble.
Bad boy Bubba, always in the trouble.
Get wasted on a Saturday night. All the cats were wailing in a big street fight. 15 studs were swinging chains. What's the matter with you cats? Ain't you got you no brains? Little Bobby Brown, he was just standing around. When suddenly I seen him, he was laying face to the ground. He got himself hit while he was cheering the boys. Chains stopped flying, and there wasn't a noise. Tires were screeching, cats were fleeing the scene. Red lights were flashing, sirens started to scream. I seen it from my car, I had my chicken on the side. Man, we was just going for a nice quiet ride. Little Bobby inside. I was holding the tears that I could not hide. My girl started crying, she was white with fright. We better make it home, cause there'll be trouble tonight. I woke up in the morning, gee, everything was alright. My mom looked at me, she said, son, you look a fright. I phoned up the doc. He said there's no such thing. Man, am I glad that it was all a dream.
City of crime. My name is Friday. I carry a badge. 3:15 a.m. Thursday, January 15th. It was chilly that morning in the City of Angels. On this particular occasion, we happened to witness a pagan ritual in progress. See that, stream it. We're just in time. We have stumbled into a major crime.
They got the girl off right. Now that's not nice. I think she is the subject of a sacrifice.
Buddy, we're putting this party on ice.
But don't you know we really ought to read them their rights?
Read them their rights. Read them their rights.
Well, I'm here tonight to rap about your rights. Cause right now you're in trouble. You don't have to say nothing at all. You all got too cold and you better make them all the devil.
It's in the city of crime. So stay alive.
And it is our job to bust you all for being violent. While we are here, let's state it clear.
You have the right to remain silent.
Well, excuse me, comma, Mr. Crime Stopper, what is wrong with what you're doing? We just like to dance in our goatskin pants around this ancient ruin.
Now, not so funny that it costs big money if you ever have to hire a lawyer.
It's my duty to inform you and my pleasure to warn you.
We'll provide one for you.
Huh?
Serious crime.
And you'll probably be doing some serious time.
In case you might be worried about the friends you lose.
At least they get to see you on the evening news.
It's a new sensation.
We go down to the station.
We're gonna answer some questions.
And have some refreshments.
What is your full name? What were you doing on January 15th of this year? All we want is the truth, mister. What were you doing in the location in question? What is the purpose of your pagan organization?
Whoa, you can't say nothing on me, comma.
Well, excuse me.
I like to do things my way.
Don't get memory lost, but who's the boss?
Don't forget, my name is Friday. I'm the man of the hour.
The tower of power.
I'm the arm of the law.
The very last straw.
I'm on the side of the right.
I claim it right now.
If you get me up tight, I am a
right in the sun.
I'm as strong as the army.
Never can hurt me.
Coming down like a hammer.
Get ready for a slammer.
I ain't slimming 7 days, living 83. Methamphetamine has got a damn good hold of me. My tweaker friends have got me to the point of no return. I just took the lighter to the bulb and watched it burn. This Bobby Sin has got me in. Well, it's got me back in prison once again. I used my only phone call to contact my daddy. Got 20 long years for some dust in a baggie. Thank you. listen to what Mommy and Papa said. I wouldn't be locked up in prison, troubled in hell. I took that little pop and sucked until my mind was spun. I got 20 years to sit and think of what I've done. This life of sin has got me. Well, it's got me back in prison once again. I used my only phone call to contact my daddy. Got 20 long years for some dust in a baggie. Singing this old song. My life is a disaster, Lord, and I feel so ashamed. In here where they call me by a number, not a name. This life of sin has got me new. Well, it's got me back in prison once again. I used my only phone call to contact my daddy. Got 20 long years for some dust in a baggie. I used my only phone call to contact my daddy.
I went to Denver late last fall. I went to do my job. Yeah, I didn't break any law. We worked a hippie place like many in our land. They couldn't bust the place, and so they got the pan. 'Cause the police in Denver, Lord, they don't want them long hairs hanging around. And that's the reason why, ooh, well, they want to tear Candy's reputation down. You people in Denver will know what I mean. Hear the things I'm gonna tell you. Yeah, you all heard and seen. You remember when the cop on the beam used to rob and steal? Today they're gone, but the others get it on. So you know just how it feels. 'Cause the police from Denver, Lord, I don't want none of them long hairs hanging around. Candy's reputation down. Yeah, they're trying to tear it down, boy. I ain't gonna do it, though. Just one more thing I want to tell you before I go. It's a shame the man in Denver has to lie and mistreat people so. Now 6 months ain't no sentence,
1 year ain't no time. When I hear from 1 to 10, it worries my troubled mind. Police and general, Lord, don't want no long hair around. Down.
As I was driving home along the boulevard late one night, I saw a guy in the corner bumming all alone. As I passed him by, I heard him holler out, "Hey, I'll slow down. Let's see what he says." He said, "By any chance, you gone my way?" I said, "Sure, baby, hop on in and give me a cigarette." Then he reached out in his pocket, and that was the moment I regret. Don't you try no monkey business. I gotta stop from my hand. And then he said, "You see this rock on my hand? This is a 38 pistol. Throw it on a 45 frame. It's just some stomp, but it's out of ball and chain." He said, "I done tried to shake you up, but I just want you to know. If the cops start crying, you're gonna be the first to go. So you just drive on like another hammy. Sit on me and me look back on nothing." And he said, "When you get to that red light, I want y'all to jump back to your left and then switch back to your right." He said, "I want you to park in the alley. That one over there. I'll put it behind the liquor store. I keep a sharp look at it all time. When I sneak in that back door, that's me told me." He said, "Keep your foot on the gas and always be on guard. Cause when I come running in the liquor store, all that money won't be to mash on it real hard." He said, "Don't you come out of there. Try me a double cross. Because it's murder when the heat's on." Don't you try no monkey business. I gotta stop from my hand. Woo-wee. Well, I was sitting there just trembling. A spotlight hit me dead in the face. The customer behind us said, "Move up a bit, man, or we want to take your place." And then the guy come running out the store with the money in his hand. He says, "Oh, there you are. Made a mistake in the dark and ran leads in the police car." As they put handcuffs on him, I said, "Child, your crime is outgrew him." And they said, "Jail. We gonna put him so far back in jail this time that they're gonna have to pump air into him." Well, now, boy, reach for a stop. Yeah, but I said, "Don't you try no monkey business. I got a sniper in my hand."
Rock band, playing guitar, he had the plan, tour the world. man in white, a beggar blues. Mick Jagger, you killed bloody Jews. The man in white, a beggar blues.
How do you know you killed him? Know you killed him, bitch. We all know you drowned him like a piece of meat in the bottom of a swimming pool. God rest Brian Jones' soul. You'll pay one day, bitch. That Brian was the true genius in this band. Not the Glimmer Twins, not their fancy heroin habits. But you, Brian, we all know what you're about. You're the true hero here, Mick Jagger. I'm dead here, so I am. I'll get even with you, Sunday, Mick Jagger. I don't care who you are, Australia is here to get you. Yes, for Brian, I'll do it for him. Yeah, for Brian, I'll do it for Brian.
I'll get you, Mick. I'll get you, Mick. I'll get you for Brian! I'll get you!
It was a Tuesday. It was a rainy Tuesday. Oh, what the hell? It was thundering and lightning. She came into my office like the bat out of a dream, with legs that went all the way up to her ass, by cracky. I knew right away we'd have a lot to talk about. Anyway, I'm KBC, and I'm practicing for my big break as a TV crime guy. Feelers are out. I don't know what's going to happen, so... tonight I have a whole bunch of stuff about crime, because it's on everybody's minds. Everything is just crime everywhere. Everybody's out for crime, and everybody's a criminal, and everybody's not like me, and they're a criminal. So, there it is. Anyway, so we broke it down kind of into two parts, actually. It fell apart nicely into two parts. Crime and criminals. You know, you need criminals to make a crime, and you need crime to have criminals, right? So that's what we did. We started with Mike Furman. Do just what I say, and nobody will get hurt, okay? I like the way he presented that stuff. This kid's gonna go far. John Entwistle, Big Back Cadillac from Rigor Mortis sets in. Probably just the television was Haywood Banks, reflecting a lot of what we think. Drink, we're here to steal your beer. That was Alestorm. The Perfect Crime involves stealing beer, by the way. That was Rocky Burnett. Twisting with Bad Boy Bubbles was Shuggy. Hold on, I'm having trouble with my eyes again. Shuggy Smith and his Cajuns, okay? Barry Weaver, Street Fight, City of Crime, the movie, Dragnet, from Dan Aykroyd and Tom Hanks, 1989. Billy Strings, boy, is he fast. Dust in a Baggie, My Crime was Canned Heat. Cops and Robbers, The Rolling Stones, and then... something everybody knows, Mick Jagger killed Brian Jones. We'll get you, Mick, for Brian. Pygmy Love Pygmy. Pygmy. Pygmy Love Circus. Anyway, I'll be back. I got more. Pygmy Love Circus, yes.
Hello?
Can I speak to your mother?
My mum? She's gone out. She's gone out with a man. He's gone out with my dad.
Naughty. Everybody hates me, cause I'm naughty. No one's been round lately since I sat on Grandma's knee and put strychnine in her tea. Naughty. Out of me. Naughty. Cause I tried to shave the cat, I'm naughty. Course I tore up Mum's new hat and fed it to the birds. She said naughty little words. Naughty, out of me. I hate to visit places. If we do, I make rude faces at the people I part and by. I love to chase and tantalise all little girls who are half my size. They hate me. I wonder why. Oh, naughty. when it's time to go to bed, I'm naughty. I lay down and bang me head and holler and scream and shout till me dad gives me a clap. Ha-ha! Naughty. All right, homie. If we do, I make rude faces at the people I part in by. I love to chase and tantalize all little girls who are half my size. They hate me. I wonder why. Oh, naughty.
Yeah.
When it's time to go to bed, I'm naughty.
Yeah.
I lay down and bang me head and holler and scream and shout till dad gives me a clap. Oh, naughty. What out of me. I got a new cowboy six shooter, look.
Put it away, you lot, somebody.
Of course I won't, it's only a toy. I'll show ya. Naughty.
So I went in casinos before they start dealing. All about respect and intellect.
only mess with the women that pick up the check. Two supermodels, one on each arm. One chick's brunette, the other was blonde. I heard their fathers had stocks and bonds, so I fucked them up and left them floating in a pond. Custom-made clothes from head to toe. Catch Joe at the fight, sitting in the first row. Everybody follows when I'm ready to go. No need to show off, they already know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy. It's a bitch that'll get you. Catch Joe in Bermuda, throwing him back. Sipping on tequila with a straw hat. Put the press on hold, tell him I call him back. Tollway zones, I don't get a ticket. Any crime committed, yes, she's acquitted. I'm a good fella, I'll tell you if I did it. Freak scenes with your wife last time I hit it. Cause I'm more man than you'll ever be. And it was probably your wife in bed with me. When you see me, you better look the other way. Double cross me, you won't live to see another day. Got 7 cars in my garage, a limousine with a TV and bar. I'm a star, don't do blow, and I don't sell crack. Stay alert, I got someone to whack. I'm a wise guy. Another court case, it's okay. Somebody on the jury's got rent to pay. Can't see myself in the jail rotten. Plus I got lawyers that are better than Cochran. If there's a witness on tape that they play, probably a broad that I used to lay. The last one to talk was never ever found. Got a call from downtown, put it in the ground. Her mother didn't like me, I never gave a fuck. Her brother didn't like me, I hit him with a truck. Her sister was a rip, everybody got a ride. Her father was a rat, so I buried him alive. If you talk to the cops and try to flee, your car will blow up when you turn the key. Don't cut a deal or have the case appeal. I keep my mouth shut and I never squeal. I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy. It's a bitch that it gets you. It's a bitch that it gets you. I told you before, I don't drive by. I'm a wise guy. I just stop by with a couple of guys.
Well, this long, tall Texan come a-riding into town.
his hair getting outlawed. He said he'd shoot me down. 40 feet between us when he made our claim. Well, I built a tombstone in the street right where that Texan lay, because he never cleared his holster. When I shot him in the chest, ate the sight of blood. Yeah, he never cleared his holster, cause I shot him in the chest. Terrible hole, terrible. Well, there's one thing for certain.
Yeah, you're the best.
Yeah, I've heard all that. Yonder come some Texas lawmen. Guess it's time for me to go. Gotta hurry here. Yonder comes in Texas lawmen. Guess it's time for me to go. Looks like they're in a hurry. Well, they think they're gonna catch me. Don't get so enthusiastic. Sounds like you cats out to get me over there or something. Gotta get my 9-gallon hat and flap on out of here. Like a, you know, a whoopee tie, hey, and giddy up and all that jazz. Come on, whores, let's make it. Like a, you know, a hi-ho.
When the night is dark and you're fast asleep, somewhere in Gotham, I quietly creep. I am the master of evil and dastardly deeds. On an innocent city, I fiendishly feed.
He's the Penguin.
Quack, quack, quack. That's me.
He's the Penguin.
Quack, 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 quack. That's me. Batman's out to stop my wave of crime. But I manage to outwit him every time. With unequaled cunning and superior skill, when no one else can fool him, the Penguin will.
He's the Penguin.
Quack, quack, quack.
He's the Penguin.
Quack, 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 quack. My fine feathered sphinx, watch me execute the perfect crime. This jewelry's fall will do just fine. My umbrellas create a diversion so they can't see as I waddle out with the jewelry.
He's a
Penguin. That's me. Foulest bird of all. Oh, horror of horrors. What's this I see? Can it be Batman capturing me? Great quivering icebergs. They got me in bat cuffs to cart me away. But they'll never convince the Penguin that crime doesn't pay.
He's the Penguin.
Was the 2nd of July, there was smoke up in the sky. If it makes you wonder why, a farmer told his barn goodbye. Arson Carson. Payments due, and since the car was almost new, it burned up and we wondered who, when we saw the thing we knew. Arson Carson. But the story has an end. On this you can depend. Sheriff Jones was our friend. So now Carson's in the pen. Arson Carson. Arson Carson.
Right by my side. California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die. All right, lay down. She undid my boots. She untied my jeans. She untied my tubes I had tied in my teens. About that time, the front door was kicked in. Well, there stood some scumball all covered in sin. He said, "That's my woman." I said, "That's no lie." I blew a hole in him just as big as the sky. Got my .45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid. I hope you're quite prepared to die. Oh, I'm the California kid. I hope you're quite prepared to die.
Gunfighter stood on the porch and stared into the sun and relived all the old days back when he was living by the gun. When deadly games of pride were played and living was mistakes not made, and the thought of the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. The thought of the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. And it's always keep you back to the sun, and you can almost feel the weight of that gun. It's faster than snakes or the blink of an eye, and it's a time for all slow men to die. His eyes get squinty and he's straight as a log as he empties his gun at the dirty dog. And he's hit by the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Hit by the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Now the burn of a bullet is only a scar, and he's back in his chair in front of the bar. And the streets are empty, and the blood's all dry, the dead are dust, and the whiskey's inside. So buy him a drink and lend him an ear. He's nobody's fool, and he's the only one here who remembers the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Remembers the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. That I stood in that street before it was paved. I learned to shoot or be shot before I could shave. And I did it all for the money and the fame. Noble was nothing but feeling no shame. And nothing was sacred but staying alive. And all that I learned from a Colt 45 was to cuss the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Cuss the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Now he's just an old man that nobody believes. Says he's a gunfighter, the last of his breed. And there's ghosts in the streets seeking revenge, calling him out to the lunatic fringe. He's out in the traffic now checking the sun, and he's killed by a car as he goes for his gun. So much for the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. So much for the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke.
Oh, Miss Effie was her name. Through the West she won her fame, being handy with a gun. But she drove the men insane, 'cause she'd whip out her pistol and shoot most any guy, then sing out this alibi. I didn't know who the gun was loaded, and I'm so sorry, my friend. I didn't know who the gun was loaded, and I'll never, never do it again. But one night she made a slip, shot the sheriff in the hip. So the law, it took a hand and made Effie take the stand. And she pled, "Oh, Your Honor, I know you turned me loose. When you hear my one excuse, I didn't know
who
the gun was loaded. And I'm so
sorry, my friend. I didn't know who the gun was loaded, and I'll never, never do it again.
He didn't know the gun was loaded.
But regarding the gun that I toted, all I did was hold it high and go ping. I'll never, never do it again.
The jury all agreed that Miss Effie should be freed, but
the sheriff's jealous wife was indignant.
Yes, indeed.
So she borrowed a pistol and shot this village bell
and sang as Miss Effie fell. I didn't know the gun was loaded,
and I'm so
sorry, my friend.
I didn't know the gun was loaded, and I'll never, never do it again.
I didn't know,
the gun was loaded.
But regarding the gun that I toted,
all I did was hold it high and go ping.
I'll never, never do it again.
Raised up by honest parents, raised most tenderly, till I became a burglar at the age of 23. My character was taken and I was sent to jail. My people found it all in vain to get me out on bail. The juries found me guilty, the clerk he wrote it down. The judge passed the sentence and sent me to Frankfort Town. On an eastbound train one cold December day, and as I passed the station, I could hear those people say, yonder goes a burglar for some bad crime I know, for some bad crime or other to Frankfort Town must go. So my aged father a pleading at the bar, I saw my dear old mother a dragging at her hair, dragging at those old gray locks, the tears are streaming down. She says, my son, what have you done to be sent to Frankfort Town? I have a girl in Louisville, a girl that I love well. If ever I get my liberty, long life with her I'll dwell. If ever I get my liberty, bad company I was done, with playing cards and gambling, and also drinking rum. To you who have your liberty, pray keep it while you can. Don't walk about the streets at night or break the laws of man. For if you do, you surely will, you'll find yourself like me, serving out your 21 years in the state penitentiary.
He was born and raised around Jacksonville, a nice young man, not the kind to kill, but a jealous bite and a flashing blade sent him on the run to the Everglades, running like a dog through the Everglades. Well, the posse went in and they came back out. They said he'll die and there ain't no doubt.
It's an eye for an eye, so the debt is paid. He won't last long in the Everglades. A man can't live in the Everglades, where a man can hide and never be found, and have no fear of the baying hound. But he better keep moving and don't stand still. If the skeeters don't get him, then the gators will. If the skeeters don't get him, then the gators will. Now the years went by and his girl was wet. His family gave him up for dead. But now and then the natives would say they'd seen him running through the Everglades, running like a dog through the Everglades. He never heard the news on the radio. He was deep in the glades and he'll never know. His running and hiding doesn't make much sense. The jury had ruled it was self-defense. The jury had ruled it was self-defense. Now a man can hide and never be found, and have no fear of the baying hound. But he better keep moving and don't stand still. If the skeeters don't get him, then the gators will. If the skeeters don't get him, then the gators will.
There's just two kinds of people, the sinner and the saint. There's one that gets and always got, while the other poor one ain't. Oh, the rich man drives his Lincoln past the red light with a grin, and the poor man follows right behind in his little hunk of tin. There's a motorcycle copper following upon that trail. Oh, the rich man tears his ticket, but the poor man goes to jail. Oh, the rich man takes the high road anywhere that he may go, but when the poor man's traveling, he must always take the low. So if you're rich, you'll travel snug as peas are in the pod. Oh, the rich man rides the cushion and the poor man rides the rod. Oh, the rich man, when he's ailing, stays at home and calls the doc. But the poor man has to go to work, be in time to punch a clock. The rich man takes his medicine, has his doctors and his nurse. So the rich man, he gets better, but the poor man, he gets worse. Oh, the rich man steals a million from the bank that he controls, while the poor man steals a loaf of bread or a penny's worth of rolls. They take them to the courthouse. One is laughing, one's in tears. Oh, the rich man gets an apology, while the poor man gets 10 years. Oh, the rich man gets a lawyer, and the lawyer pleads his case, while the poor man asks for sympathy, but of that there is no trace. So if you're rich, don't worry, but the poor must give up hope. Oh, the rich man gets acquitted, while the poor man gets the rope. Oh, the rich man, when he kicks off, has a casket made of gold, while the poor man has a wooden box and his grave looks mighty cold. The rich man gets a sermon, but here's one thing that's sure: when the rich man takes that long last ride, he's as much dead as the poor.
We'll be right back. abacus barn sold to us by a New York banker. Good things happen to bad people, bad people, bad people. Good things happen to bad people, bad people, bad people. A big time banker from New York City came down south one day. Sold our people on the bond, had our money betting on some kind of home loans getting paid. By and they say we were clearly told this kind of thing was even safer than gold. But later on we found out the bond we'd been sold had been set up to fail all along. Good things happen to bad people, bad people, bad people. Good things happen to bad people, bad people, bad people. Ever quite since then. Come to find out the bomb born to fail been built so that banker could bet his bread against it. When the house market crashed, our retirement did too. Everybody said there was nothing we could do. That banker walked off with a million or two. I'm still teaching at the high school. Good things happen to bad people.
I don't think there's any argument about the fact that it takes kind of a special person to be a criminal. I mean, a real criminal. We're not talking about your jaywalk experience. We're not talking about that time in ninth grade. But we're talking about like career criminal type stuff. So I don't know. Started with Charlie Drake, Naughty. I think that kid's on his way. What do you think, huh? Yeah. Johnny was a good boy, was the mystery trend. We all know they were good boys at one time. Good boys don't grow up to become criminals. Criminals grow up to be criminals, right? If you grew up to be a criminal, you were not a good boy. And you should go sit down in the corner. Go lay down. Bad boy. Wise guy. Vincent LaGuardia Gambino. Of course, Joe Pesci. Former neighbor of mine. I don't know. I lived in Boonton Township, New Jersey. He lived there somewhere. I don't know where. I never met him. And it's not true what they say about him, okay? Hollywood Argyles. Short, fat outlaw. Speaking of wise guy and Joe Pesci. The Penguin, also speaking of a fat, short outlaw. That was Burgess Meredith for a Batman record. Yeah, right? Arson Carson, Willie Swanson. God knows where that came from. The Heartless Hurdy-Gurdy was the Crazy Elephant. Sounded like their other hit, Gimme Gimme Good Lovin', didn't it? The Beat Farmers. That was the California Kid. Last Sunfighter, Glass Gunfighter. See your eye doctor, folks. Last Gunfighter ballad was Johnny Cash. Didn't Know the Gun Was Loaded was the Andrews Sisters. The Hickory Nuts. The Louisville Burglar. Harlan Howard after that. I'm sure he wrote it. The Everglades. Rich Man and the Poor Man was Bob Miller from 1932. And the New York Banker. Yeah, Todd Snyder there. Okay, so I will be back next week with more shenanigans. We're having a little trouble getting the scheduling down because of the COVID stuff, but I'll be back. In the meantime, I got one more for you from an old favorite of ours. Can't have a thing without a train robbery, right?
Locals all were high. The tourists snapped their photographs and munched their key lime pie. And meanwhile, down at Sloppy Joe's, the drinks were standing tall, with Buffett on the jukebox and Hemingway on the wall. Then up spoke Sam the Shrimper. He said, I've been a shrimper all my life. My daddy was a shrimper, and my mom's a shrimper's wife. And I'm tired of being a shrimper, 'cause this shrimper's life's too tame. So I'm gonna rob the conch train, boys, and be like Jesse James. Gonna be like Jesse James, boys, gonna be like Jesse James. In case you didn't hear me the first three times, gonna be like Jesse James. Now the conch train is a tourist toy that rolls through Key West town like some weird ride from Disneyland. It drives the tourists round and round, while the engineer on her PA points out all the sights. Where Tennessee, did you know what? Their wives have rings of gold. Their mopeds all are pawnable. Their cameras can be sold. And think of all the glory, boys, the money and the fame, to be the first and only man to rob the Key West. The engineer of the conch train, her name was Betsy Wright. She drove the conch train all day long and loved Shrimper Sam all night. And with some sweet persuasion, she agreed to join the game. She'd slow it down at Flagler and let him rob the train. The conch train made its turn down at Smathers Beach, when Shrimper Sam, with a snorkel on, leaped naked from the sea. His fillet knife was in his hand. He jumped aboard the train. Give up your butt few tourist marks on Key West, Jesse James. I'm Key West, Jesse James, boy. Key West, Jesse James. In case you didn't hear me the first three times, I'm Key West, Jesse James. Now, unbeknownst to Shrimp or Sam, in the third car from the rear sat Kelso Bowles from Muscle Shoals and the American Legionnaire. He was a redneck of respect and the marksman of renown. From under his fat he drew a gat and shot the shrimper down. Now the first time that he shot poor Sam, Sam groaned and clutched his side. The second time he shot poor Sam, Sam fell to his knees and cried. And the third time that he shot poor Sam, you could see in both their eyes. Lash LaRue and Randolph Scott beneath the western skies. We lay poor Sam upon the sand and we lifted up his head. We listened close to hear the words the dying shrimper said. He said, boys, you know I had my chance, but I went the job. But how can a boy be Jesse James without a train to rob? Then Kelso Bowles, he took off his hat and the tears streamed down his face. He said, son, I know just how you feel, this world's a changing place. When history is written, they won't recall our names, but I only got to play Pat Garrett, cause you played Jesse James. We buried Sam in the southernmost sand, close by the southernmost waves, where sweet Betsy Wright cries tears every night on his southernmost grave. And on his tombstone see the words, stick to your own game.